You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't.
Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Everybody say morning to Alex from Waltham.
Hello.
Hi, Alex.
Hello, good morning, guys.
Alex, can you please kick Kennedy out of the studio?
Hi, Kennedy. Can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck, my friend.
Thank you.
All right, five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than the queen, you win the money. Her record on the big board, 5,738 wins, only 418 losses. I'm not a mathematician, but that's pretty good.
Close enough.
Yeah. 90-something percent.
Ish.
93? I don't know. All right, Kennedy's in that soundproof room. Are you ready, Alex?
Yes, I'm ready.
All right, question number one. This week in 1977, three people were arrested for attempting to steal Elvis Presley's body from Forest Hill Cemetery in Memphis. Grave robbing.
Wow.
Elvis's dad then had his body moved to Elvis's estate where it remains to this day. What is the name of that estate where Elvis is buried?
Maryland.
Keanu Reeves signed a one-day contract with Canadian hockey team called the Windsor Spitfires. His signed contract and his jersey are getting auctioned off to raise money for the Canadian Mental Health Association. Reeves starred in the movie Speed with which actress?
I don't know. I'm gonna guess. Sorry, I don't know.
All right, question number three. 21 years ago today in 2003, Hilary Duff released her album Metamorphosis, featuring her song So Yesterday, Never Forget. From 2001 to 2004, she starred in which Disney Channel series? She was the main character.
My wife knows that. I don't know. iCarly.
All right. Question number four. Paramore wrote a thank you note to Taylor Swift for taking them out on her Eras tour. Take a listen and then name this Paramore song. What do you got, Alex?
I don't know.
All right, at least you're quick. And question number five. Aaron Paul turns 45 today. He played Jesse Pinkman on Breaking Bad. Which city did Breaking Bad take place in?
Dallas.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio.
Kennedy!
What do you got going on this morning, Alex? What are you up to?
I'll just pick up my wife. She works in overnight. And just pick up.
Okay, where's she work?
In Bedford.
Oh, okay. Welcome back, Kennedy.
Hi, how'd we do?
Alex, who's going to pick up his wife because he's a good husband.
Because he's a good man.
That's all that matters.
He's not good at trivia, though. He got 0 out of 5.
Oh!
That's a Mac.
That's a Mac.
These days.
Beat my record.
Are you ready, Kennedy?
You bet.
This week in 1977, three people were arrested for attempting to steal Elvis Presley's body from Forest Hill Cemetery. Elvis's dad then had his body moved to Elvis's estate, where it remains to this day. Name that estate.
Graceland.
Graceland is correct. 1-0. Keanu Reeves signed a one-day contract with a Canadian hockey team called the Windsor Spitfires. His signed contract and his jersey are going to get auctioned off to raise money for the Canadian Mental Health Association.
Aww.
He's just the best guy.
He's just a good doobie.
All these years in Hollywood, no scandals.
Yep.
Reeves starred in the movie Speed with which actress?
Sandra Bullock.
Sandra Bullock. Yes, 2-0. 21 years ago today in 2003, Hilary Duff released her album Metamorphosis, featuring the song So Yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
From 2001 to 2004, she starred in which Disney Channel series?
Lizzie McGuire.
Look at you.
Wow.
Huge crush on her in my childhood. And frankly
and
still.
Now.
Yeah.
And Come Clean is such a good song too, just
3-0. Question number four. Paramore wrote a thank you note to Taylor Swift for taking them out on her Eras tour, which is super nice of them. Take a listen and name this Paramore song, Kennedy.
Good.
Misery Business.
Absolute banger.
Banger.
4-0. Question number 5. Aaron Paul turns 45 today. He played Jesse Pinkman on Breaking Bad. Which city did Breaking Bad take place in?
Albuquerque.
Correct.
Look at you. Absolute wrecking ball. You're on one today, Kennedy. Alex, unfortunately, we cannot give you the $100, but we we do appreciate you playing and picking up your wife after a long overnight shift.
We do. What a good man you are.
And because of that, you and your wife are going to get a pair of tickets to see Casey Musgraves September 6th at the TD Garden. That'll be a fun show. You guys enjoy that, okay?
Thank you. Thanks so much.
You're very welcome. What do you want to say to Kennedy before we leave, Alex?
Oh, Kennedy, I'm Alex from Walton, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Hey, you in the car. Did you beat Kennedy today, or did you get a mel?
If you missed Can't Beat Kennedy today,
text CBK to 20357.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Every day at 645, 745, and 845.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop, game time.
Guys, say good morning to Paul from Beverly.
Hi,
Paul.
Hi, guys.
And Paul is not alone. I hear his 6-year-old daughter Josephine is in the car.
Yes, that's correct.
Where are you guys off to?
We just dropped Josephine's brother off at school, and we're headed back home.
School?
Is this the first week of school?
First week for her brother, and Josephine starts next week.
Oh, I would rub that in my brother's face so hard. Like, good, have fun at school and be home watching cartoons.
Yeah, she's done that once or twice.
All right, Paul, can you please kick Kennedy out of the studio?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Good luck.
We need a win here.
I know. You haven't seen one yet.
No, I haven't. Not in the flesh.
And any of the times you've come in?
I don't think so. Not that I remember, because I would remember.
Not to put a lot of pressure on you, Paul, but Jason needs this more than he needs that. Kennedy's record on the big board, 5,739 wins, only 418 losses. She is in a soundproof booth. Are you ready?
We are ready.
Motley Crue recorded a cover of the Beastie Boys classic, Fight for Your Right. It'll be on an upcoming EP Motley Crue is releasing. In that song, what were the Beastie Boys fighting for your right to?
To party.
God bless those boys. Alexa Peña Vega turns 36 years old today. She got her start in acting as Carmen Cortez in which movie franchise that also starred Meghan Trainor's husband, Daryl Sabara?
Oh, man, I'm blanking on this. Pass.
All right. America's Got Talent quarterfinals are on at 8 p.m. tonight. Which network is America Got Talent aired on?
NBC.
Chris Hemsworth.
Oh, hold on, Fox.
Which one? I need an answer. You gotta lock one in.
I'll go with my first one, NBC.
That's smart. You should do that. Chris Hemsworth surprised fans at Ed Sheeran's show Sunday by playing drums for Thinking Out Loud, which is unreasonable. You don't need to be handsome and that talented. Pick a thing. Finish the lyric to Thinking Out Loud, Paul.
So honey, now take me into your loving arms.
You know?
Kiss me under the light of a thousand stars. Place your head on
my loving arms.
I appreciate the delivery, if nothing else. And question number 5. Taco Bell says some of its locations are ditching breakfast, but only a small minority of franchisees are opting to do so. What is the name of the Mountain Dew flavor that is exclusively sold at Taco Bell's?
You don't know?
No, Taco Bell's Kennedy's wheelhouse.
We'll go with Lemon Lime.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
All right. right. Josephine, how do you think your dad did?
A little good, a little bad.
I think that's a fair assessment.
I concur.
Fair assessment. So he did a little good and a little bad.
Aww.
Don't we all? Kennedy, welcome back.
Hi.
Paul from Beverly. He got 2 out of 5
okay,
correct.
That's a little good.
Which is a little good and a little bad.
I love it so much.
Question number one, Kennedy. Motley Crue recorded a cover of the Beastie Boys classic Fight for Your Right. It'll be on an upcoming EP the crew is releasing. In that song, what were the Beastie Boys fighting for your right to?
To party.
That is correct. 1-1. Alexa Peña Vega turns 36 today. She got her start in acting as Carmen Cortez in which movie franchise that also starred Meghan Trainor's husband, Daryl Sabara?
Spy Kids.
Spy Kids is cool. That's a soft ding today.
Your
What's
ding
going on
sounds
there?
Real sad.
There it is. And question three, America's Got Talent quarterfinals are on at 8 p.m. tonight. Which network does AGT air on?
Ooh, I don't know. ABC.
NBC. Yeah. One of the C's. 2-2, question number four. Chris Hemsworth surprised fans at Ed Sheeran's show on Saturday by playing the drums for Thinking Out Loud. What can't he do?
Seriously.
Finish the lyrics for Thinking Out Loud. So honey, now take me into your loving arms. Kiss me under the light of 1,000 stars. Place your head
on my beating heart?
That is correct. 3-2 and question number five. Taco Bell says some of its locations are ditching breakfast, but only a small minority of franchisees are opting into that offer. What is the name of the Mountain Dew flavor that is exclusive?
Baja Blast!
Whoa.
Told you, she's
with
a
authority.
Big Taco Bell girl, Jason.
I don't eat it often.
I do.
One of each.
4-2. Kennedy gets the win. Paul, I am sorry.
I still haven't been to the ones Taco Bell's where you can get a Baja Blast that's spiked.
Oh.
I think there's one in Southie.
Oh, that's
but
cool.
I haven't been there
They serve
yet.
Alcohol?
Yeah, it's called the Cantina.
What
Taco called? Bell Cantina.
Oh, exciting.
I know. You're welcome. You're welcome. Sorry, Dan, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No,
I get
you're
real
fine.
Excited
I know
about
you're
it.
Passionate.
Couldn't hear you over your soft ding.
All right. Enough out of you two. Paul, get me out of here before they say any more mean things. What do you want to say to Kennedy before we go?
We are Josephine and Paul, and we cannot beat Kennedy.
All right.
Hey, you in the car. Did you beat Kennedy today, or did you get a Mel? If you missed Can't Beat Kennedy today, text CBK to 20357. Can't beat Kennedy. Every day at 645, 745, and 845.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man, you're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop, game time.
Everybody say good morning to Jen from Reading.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Not too bad.
Jen, I know you're currently on 93.
You know, I'm in Everett. Yeah.
Sorry. I'm just sorry.
It's slow, yeah. But that's okay. I love my child very, very much.
It's just more time with us, Jen.
No, I'm not gonna I'm taking Liam into Tufts this morning to get his knee checked out and get the MRI results. He might have torn some stuff in there. So.
Oh, man. Well, I hope it all works out good.
Yeah.
Jen, can you please kick Kennedy out of the studio with her two good knees strutting around here?
Sorry.
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio,
sure
my dear?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you. You too.
5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. You get $100. Her record on the big board, 5,740 wins, 418 losses. You ready, Jen?
I am. Liam, you going to help me? Yeah.
Tony Kanal from No Doubt is 54 today. In addition to being the band's bassist, he used to date the lead vocalist. What is her name?
Gwen Stefani.
Channing Tatum hates doing laundry so much that for 1 year straight, he only wore brand new white t-shirts for the entire year and then threw them out afterwards. Channing Tatum stars in the movie Blink Twice, and he's engaged to the director. Who is she?
Oh. I have no idea. I'm not even planning on seeing that movie. That movie looks really freaky.
Uh-uh. Who's Channing Tatum engaged to?
I have no idea.
Okay, question number three. A bunch of Friends memorabilia is hitting the auction block. There is a very famous episode of Friends where Ross buys a new couch for his apartment and repeatedly says what word when struggling to get the couch up the stairs?
I can't say it the way he does, but pivot!
And question number four. Shaboozy still has the top spot on the Billboard Hot 100. It is the seventh week in a row for this song on the hot on the top of the charts. What's the name of the song?
Shaboozy? Is it Tipsy?
That's in parentheses. What's the full name of the song? I need the full name.
I
know the song.
I have it on my playlist, too.
It's consternation in this car, Jason.
I have to call the police.
A bar song, Tipsy.
All right, and question number five.
Oh, yes. Okay.
The fourth season of Only Murders in the Building premieres today on Hulu. What is the name of the apartment building where the characters live in that show?
Oh, do you watch that show?
Watch what?
Only Murders in the Building on Hulu.
No.
All right, then let's save some time here.
Yeah, I have no idea.
All right, let's get our girl back in the studio.
Kennedy!
So what happened to your son's knee?
He likes to build forts in our backyard, very intricate forts, and he was stepping down off the ladder. And when he went to take another step, his knee, he told me, went up, and he went down. And he calls me from the backyard on his cell phone. I was like, hey, Ma, I think we need to go to the ER. I'm like, what'd you do? My knee popped. Yep, I'm on my way out. Okay. Let's go.
Bless.
Yeah.
Bless.
That's why blanket forts are the way to go. Very smooth, safe, and easy. Kennedy, welcome back. Jen from Reading got 3 out of 5 correct.
All right, well done.
Are you ready?
I am.
Hey, girl.
I got one of them.
Question number one. Tony Kanal from No Doubt is 54 today. In addition to being the band's bassist, he used to date the lead vocalist. What is her name?
Gwen Stefani.
There we go. My ding's strong this game. 1-1. Channing Tatum hates doing laundry so much that for 1 year straight, he only wore brand new white t-shirts for the entire year and then threw them out after.
This is very relatable content for me.
Channing stars in the movie Blink Twice, and he is also engaged to the director. What is her name?
Zoe Kravitz.
2-1. Question number three. A bunch of Friends memorabilia is hitting the auction block, Kennedy.
It is.
There's a very famous episode of Friends where Ross buys a new couch for his apartment and repeatedly says what when trying to get it up the stairs?
Pivot!
Pivot!
You can do that at the Friends Experience downtown. It's really fun.
3-2. Shaboozy still has the top spot on the Billboard Hot 100. It's the seventh week in a row. What is the name of that song?
Is it Tipsy?
That's in parentheses. What's the full name?
Everybody in the club get tipsy?
That is a Jaquan song. It's a bar song, Tipsy, Kennedy.
Oh, all right then.
3-3, going to question number five. The fourth season of Only Murders in the Building premieres today on Hulu.
Oh, I'm so excited.
With apparently season four has all of the special guests.
So
cameos.
Many. It's getting a little ridiculous, but.
What is the name of the apartment building where the characters live on that show? Oh, I know. Good question, right?
I'm never going to get it.
The Arconia.
The Arconia.
3-3.
Well done, Jen.
So close.
I finally tied you.
That's a girl.
I didn't beat you, but I tied you.
You did.
It's a very respectable showing. Unfortunately, tie goes to the runner, which is Kennedy in this case.
But you take it as a win all day long, girl.
Absolutely.
And Jen, we have a cool prize for you. You're going to see Kacey Musgraves on September 6th at the TD Garden. You get a pair of tickets to that show. She's awesome. That's going to be a good time.
Nice.
Is there anything you two want to say to Kennedy before you go get this knee checked out?
I am Jen.
I am William, and I finally got a question right.
But we can't beat Kennedy.
All right, good luck, buddy.
T's and P's to that knee.
Hey, You in the car. Did you beat Kennedy today, or did you get a mel?
If you missed Can't Beat Kennedy today,
text CBK to 20357. Can't Beat Kennedy. Every day at 645, 745, and 845.